Hallelujah, if you was glad, but if you ain't glad, I guess you won't praise the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I just want to thank him this morning and praise him this morning. Come on, give God some praise before the word come. Come on and give him some glory before you get fed. Come on and lift him up before you get the bread from heaven. Come on, he deserves it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I'm waiting on you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. I said praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glad to see Sister Linda and Brother Ed. They're doing okay. We think about y'all when y'all out. You know, we thinking, well, what are these folks doing? Praise the Lord. I've been thinking about, what's her name? Selena. She just kept coming to my heart and coming to my mind, so I called her. Try not to call too early or too late. You know, you don't know when people do, you know. But she told me that she haven't been feeling well. She'd been coughing, and she's in bed. You know, so she said, that was Sunday. And so let us, keep her in your prayers. And I just love God's people. I just know God is doing something in this hour and this day. I appreciate the Lord. I thank every day Thanksgiving. He just blesses me. He blows my mind all the time, I'm telling you. And so I just want to thank God. He's just a good, good God. But like brothers say, there is a time, you know, that for Thanksgiving, a time to thank the Lord, to thank the Lord. I said, Lord, you're not a babe in a manger no more. But we honor you, you know. And I said, if we're doing it wrong, then you tell us. And, you know, but, you know, I like the season. I love the season. And my Bridget, I don't know if anybody loved the season more than Bridget. My Bridget loves the season. And you come to her house, you will know. She's a child of great love. All of you are just so precious. I'm just looking at my kids. I'm sorry, y'all. I was looking at my children. I was thinking, God, I thank you. I thank you. I was thinking, Ed, I said, I was looking at Jackie, looking at, where do you folk come from? Then I look at me. Where did they come from? Praise the Lord. But I just want to thank the Lord for my children. They've been very good to us, me and Dad, during this time we've been going through. And thankful for my granddaughter, and it's always something good. And she did something good for Granddad, and he never picks it up, believe me. You know, and I tell him, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. We're going to get it together, though. We're going to make him get that thing. He's going to get and learn how to do that thing, I'm telling you. God is just good. You know, God has been good to you. Come on, God. Come on now. God been good to you. He told me, he gave me something. I know any minister gave me something. I want the minister today, but God said, no, you wait. And I said, well, Lord, I'm going to do this and do this here. So as the service went on, I said, well, yeah, I might do this. Praise the Lord. So I want you to know that I'm thankful to be here. I heard some bad news, but it had me thinking and thinking and thinking, you know. Should I tell you? So here's a thing that it's coming to my heart, Brother Ed, if you correct me if I'm wrong. We are a people, and I'm going to pray. We are a people that have had so much freedom. To this has just thrown us for a loop more than one way. It has thrown the church for a loop, thrown the people for a loop, and thrown you for a loop. Because we used to having so much freedom. So when they tell us to do this or that, we can't do it because some in us kind of tweaks up. So it's made us sad, some sad, you know, some lazy, some whatever, you know. It's changed you. If you say you ain't changed, then you ain't telling the truth. Because it changed us. It changed something in us. It didn't make us love God no less, but it changed us. Amen. I told Alice, I don't know what's going on. And I told, well, I mentioned it to God. I said, God, I don't know what's going on. He said, but you must not forget, lest you forget. So I'm going to minister on Psalms 103. Father, I want to thank you, first of all. You've just been good to me. You've been good to all of us. You just, I just can't find the words. I know I'm not an eloquent. And I told them I'm not eloquent. When people spend, Sister Davis get up, I lose, I get tired to them. Can't think of nothing to say. But I think of today that I love God, and I told him, I said, God, here I am. Finish the work in me. I don't want to leave here till I finish what you have called me to do. And I said, now, you know, you have given me a love for these young kids. And I want to do that, you know. And I just feel like, when God get ready to call you home, if you live close enough, you'll be knowing it. I do. I feel like living, to tell you the truth. I just feel like it. And I just really want to thank the Lord for that. So I'm asking him to bless the service, bless the meeting. And I'm asking you to be blessed in the Psalms 103. Because he told me, he said, what the saints need now is to know what they got in God. You got benefits in God. You know, and you need, and well, tell you the truth, brother, I was looking over my whatever you call it, you know, the stuff you get for you when you die. I took it out the box and looked it over and see how much money I got to bury me. Make sure I got everything in place. I said, because Gwen will take care of them, but you know what I'm saying? So it's time for you to look over your benefits that you have in God. And believe you got that with what you say, what he say you got. Because we're going to have some benefits to make it through here. Yeah, I'm telling you now, you got to have some benefits. Y'all got jobs, y'all work. It's a nut not to know what kind of benefits you got on your job. If you get hurt, do they pay you? You know, whatever. Me and Gwen was talking about something, you know, that wasn't personal. But you got to know what you got. I mean, well, you know, I wonder, do we know what we got in God? Now we got to know what we got in God, brother. I don't care what kind of ministry we got. We got to know that we know. Like Peter told this man, such as I have. You got to know you got something. If you ain't got nothing, you ain't got it. And it ain't going to be because you say you're a Christian that you got it. So I told God, I said, you help me and help all the saints. And we've been kind of down and kind of, you know, not knowing what to do. See, we all in this place. We don't want to admit where we are. We just don't, because we're America. And we used to having freedom. We used to going down the street without a mask. We're talking about a mask. Come on now. We used to, and I forget it too. I forget to put my mask on, but I don't forget when I go in them big stores though. No, especially our post office, because the post office had the junk in the post office. So when I go to the post office, up go this mask, because I, you know, y'all can tell what you want to say, but that's what I feel. And I'm feeling good. When I went to the doctor said, you do not have COVID, and you don't have this, and you don't have that, and what you don't have, da, da, da. He told me, so what is wrong with you? Well, he told me what I had. You know, and I had to work on what I had. Amen. Something personal, but I just want to thank God for Jesus. I thank him, and I thank him for Thanksgiving. But I just wonder if we really understand as Christians what we got. Let's go to 103. David even mentioned it. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And what did he say? And forget not all his benefits. There's benefits in serving God. You got some serving devil too, but there's benefits in serving God. You got benefits. You look on your insurance policy, see what you got. I did. I got them out and I looked them, said, let me see what I did. Wait, let me see what I did. And see, I said, well, how can I help my husband if something happened? What can I do with that? Dude, I got enough money to, I told Gwen, I mentioned the wrong money. She said, no, mama, that's double that. I said, but I got to, you know, I got to see what I got. He said, and all that's with it. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, because he understood the benefits he had. He said, with all this with me, bless his holy name. It's benefits in his name. Just for you being a Christian, there's benefits. Good Lord, I'm telling you. So then he said, who forgiveth, first he forgave all your iniquities. Now, you may not think much of that, but that's a big thing. He forgave all your iniquities. You can't hardly forgive yourself. Half the time you do things and you can't. Some people are stuck in their self-forgiveness, unforgiveness. I met a lady, and I'm not going to say all that happened yesterday, but I meet a lot of people, you know, because maybe because of the gray. And I don't know what it is, but people, really, I meet people, it's because, you know, but I had a hat on covering up that gray yesterday because it was cold. But I met this woman, and I asked her, how you doing? You know, how you doing? She said, I'm miserable. Oh, boy, here comes a sermon now. Y'all go ahead through the door. I got to have time. So I ministered to her, you know. I know I ain't going to mention the name because she might come to the church. But I ministered to her, and she said, thank you. I said, girl, Jesus loves you. Jesus, I have some of the craziest experiences, brother, here. I was walking up to the store, and this lady said, you're so beautiful. I said, you are too. I said, you know why? Uh-oh, got to preach now. Okay. You know what makes you beautiful? Jesus. And I and she said, oh, she just, little tears came to her. Listen, you got all kind of folks out there. And that's why it's all kind of us. Don't you try to be nobody but yourself. The devil was telling me again today. Don't be nobody but yourself because you are beautiful in your way. Praise the Lord. God want to use you, and he can use you to bless people that she can't bless. That's why, he sent them in twos. You know what I mean? Because what Ed couldn't do, or what Peter couldn't do, Paul could take it up. We are together. We are one. We are a church. We are a body. Whoa, boy, I wish we'd heard. But we got benefits in this thing. Okay, let's see what kind of benefits we got. Who would you not? And some of y'all don't learn this. I have. I learned it by memory. You know, he said, bless the Lord on my soul and forget not all his iniquities. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who what? Healeth what? All thy diseases. Ronnie just proved that. So I'm not telling them. I got somebody broke. He didn't know that I was going to preach this. I don't even tell Ed what I'm going to preach. We don't talk about what we preach. I don't know what Ed going to preach when he get up. But he healeth all our diseases. Listen, one thing I have learned, you got to believe what God say. You can't believe what you see. You got to believe what God say. I don't care how sick you get, what you got. God ain't got the names. They had to make up names. They don't even know what they talk. They don't know what you got. They'll make up some name. Foot. He said he heals us from all. There goes Sister Davis again. Oh, Sister Davis gonna stay like this. Oh, yes, Al. This is me. I told Brother Ed, I went to this meeting. You see, they have a Bible study in my, where I live. I live in a, what you call it? Where I live? Where I live, Bridget? I live in a cul-de-sac in a, what? I live in a villa. So this lady, bless her heart, her name Carolyn, she got a Bible study. So she had invited me and wrote me and invited me to come. So I got Celeste together and I went over and sat down, had on just a plain little skirt or something. So when I got in the beach, she said, people, this is Celeste. It wasn't but a few. And they've been knowing each other about 8 years. That's what she said. They're friends. And she did all the praying and all the everything. Okay. But anyway, I sit down. I said, I'm glad to be here. And so I just feel like shutting my mouth up because I do talk. So I had to shut my mouth. I'm hearing from strange people. Oh, Celeste, you don't have to dress up. Uh-oh, I said, oh, Lordy, I'm in the wrong place here. You didn't have to dress up. Oopie. I'm going to tell you, I know all of y'all religion when I see you. I know all the sanctified women. I know the Lutherans. I do. It's just the way you dress. I know you know a police when he come, don't you? Because he got on a certain dresser. He go, hallelujah. And I've been here 80-some years. I know you. I done studied you. Really? I know sometimes like the sanctified, overly sanctified people. How you do, Sister So-and-so? Hi. With the ball in their head and this guy. Come on now. That don't make y'all sanctified now. Let me let that alone. But, you know, I know people, because I studied people all my life. You know, I'm just, you know. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Come on, come on. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He healeth all my diseases, all of them. Don't let that doctor tell you you got something that bottled up foot. Don't let him tell you that. He ain't none of God. God say he heals all your diseases. Don't let him make up some name that you can't even pronounce. I had something I couldn't pronounce. They, oh, that's the goodness. They, when my back went out, they said, you got a cute fala fufusu. Something. And sometimes I look at them and type it in and say, unpronounce this, please. Y'all know, you know, Google can do everything. I'd have to Google pronounce the word. I still can't pronounce it. It's a cute P something. P-Y something. You know. Anyway. What did you have? A cute something. P something. Y'all the same way. Listen. Don't let the devil scare you. And don't let the names that this doc, they make up names for. They name it after something. Something after something else and something. Amen. He healeth all my diseases. Okay, that's one of your benefits. All your diseases being healed. What else does it say? He said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Ooh, Lord, you know what we'd be if we didn't have God? We'd be messed up. You know it's the truth. You've been in places that you don't know how in the world you got out. Come on now. If you lived any time. So he delivers your life from destruction. And anything that come, that he see ahead that's going to bother you, that's going to hinder you, God steps in. All the times God has stepped in for me. Oh, my Lord. I drive and I my foot get heavy sometimes. Used to. I don't do that now. I was going to Houston. I don't know how end is made now. I was coming around in. It's a curve to go around before they started fooling around with it. A curve, and the Holy Spirit said, move over. And the street is not that big, so I moved over a little bit in the car, and here come a big brown truck. I would have slammed me out of here. I'd have been hurt terribly bad. Praise the Lord. I have been in a terrible accident. Praise the Lord. God has been good to me. I don't know about y'all, but God been good to me. But he saved my life from destruction. When the enemy wanted to kill me, God stepped in. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. He saved my life. Sister, this is why I tell people that's got kids that want to come to the altar. I don't care if they're 5 years old. Let them come. If the Holy Spirit walk on you, let them come. Listen, God will take care of those kids. I'm telling you, and they'll be in what God will take care of you. When I was 7 years old, my auntie was a holiness missionary. And my parents broke, anyway. They sent us down, me and the girls down. I had two sisters, which I was their mother. And they sent us down to Mississippi. Amen. Well, nobody told me nothing about Mississippi. If you understand what I'm saying. I didn't know they had different, you had to sit in this different sides of the bus and all this kind of stuff. My mother didn't tell me anything. So here I got these two little kids. I'm about 13. Got these two little kids, my sisters. Both of them gone, bless their heart. And I got to take care of my, you know, I took care of them because they're my children. I always have little kids, always. I see somebody with a baby. Can I hold your baby? Oh, I just love your baby. Taking the baby around. And somebody said, is that your baby? Yeah, that's my baby. My mother said, you stop telling people that's your baby. I used to get on my mother's nerves so bad. All my life I've loved children. I still love them. I still be here, little bitty loop. And they say, you want to be? I said, are you serious? No. I don't want no. I told myself I couldn't raise no kids. Now they put me in jail. Brittany, they would put me in jail. The way these kids act up now, I'd be in jail. Because I still believe in getting a switch. In fact, my auntie had two switches. She named them. Honestly, you know what I'm talking about, brother? She put them behind the door. And when she went to get Sally and Sue or whoever she named, foot, I mean, she told, and she didn't have to use them that much. Because, you know, you don't beat your kids half to death. You don't have to use something on your kids. Well, I'm let that alone. But tell me, I do, they know me, okay. Forgivest thine iniquities, heal all, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. God has, you just said it this morning. You's up testifying or you're telling the tale. You were always talking about how God, he crowned you with loving kindness. God is a good God. No matter where you are, God is always there. No matter what you done, God is always there. Sometimes I don't feel like I own nothing, sister. A lot of times I know God, you know, I don't, nobody in here does things just to do it. You know, you love God and you pressing to be what you need to be in God. But when you failed, I don't know about nobody else but me. I say, God, I just love you. And I don't never get where I can't ask him for nothing. I'm sorry. I don't never be done. I don't care what it is. I can't go to God and ask him. Because I feel like he's my father because that's what he said he was. Amen. Somebody. And lots of people I'm talking to because I'm on the air, they are under that lying devil's accusation of they just done got too far in sin and done too much. You don't never do too much. You don't never get too down. You don't never get too down for Jesus to lift you up. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you live. Who your mama, who your daddy, who trying to bring you down, you never get too. Praise the Lord. Because when I went, I know about these young kids. I got baptized when I was 7. I was baptized with my little white gown on. And I just went in the water. Like they say, go down a wet devil, come up a dry, go down a dry, come up wet devil. But it kept me. My auntie taught me, listen, teach your kids, keep them in church. Teach them the ways of the Lord. Because there's something about the ways of God that will stick in a child's head. They ain't going to get out there and do everything. I just couldn't do everything. You know what I mean, brother? Now, I was never, you know, really, you know, brave. You know, I couldn't do everything. But I did what I wanted. And I went to be a good Christian in hell. Amen. Because I didn't know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So, praise God, my life was, well, yeah, I won't hear that. But anyway, he said he would redeem your life from destruction. Hallelujah. Crown a thief with loving kindness. Oh, he's so good. And tender mercies. He satisfies our soul and our mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And I looked at that and somebody told me that one time. You know, if you keep your mouth right, you won't get old so fast. Honestly, did you know that? It's good for your skin and everything. Y'all don't believe that? Look at here. You know, people say, what? One lady told me, say, what do you do for your skin? Do you use holy water? You know, she was Christian. She was a, she said, what do you do? Use holy water? I say, not quite. I just love Jesus. I just love him. You know what I'm saying? Honest, he will keep, if your mouth has a lot to do with a lot of things. I'm telling you now, you don't have to believe it, but I got enough age on you to tell you. Your mouth will keep a lot of things. Praise the Lord. You'll get in trouble, but he said he redeemed your soul. Read that scripture for me. About the speaking. He satisfied your mouth with good things. So that your mouth, oh God, you're renewed by an eagle. So stop speaking such junky. Find good things to always talk about. Amen. Amen. You know, hallelujah, even you get sick, you know, just learn how to talk. Because your mouth has a lot to do with how you feel during the day. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, your mouth get to talking and you get yourself in trouble and your body get in trouble too. Honestly. Like brother say, he had, oh God, please help me. You know, when we get in trouble, God help us. Amen. But if you get to that, well, you know, they say my brother had this and I don't know if I'm going to get through this. And Lord, you know, it's hard. You know that bill coming up tomorrow, and I don't know how I'm going to pay it. You ain't got nothing no way. The earth is the Lord's. Praise the Lord. So stop trying to look in your empty pocketbook. Because, you know, God is good. And he got people with money, too. You hear me what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about, brother, and I know you do, too. I've never been in a place where God didn't get me out of. No kind of place. Amen. I had baby after baby. People did the talk and blew the roof. And the ones that did the talk, the ones that borrowed from me and Dad. They did the talk, you know, having all them kids, you know, had, you know, blah, 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 blah all the time. Praise the Lord. One time we went to a picnic and this brother who's dead now, Ernie, what you having all them kids? And they just always under some lesson, blah, 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 blah. Ooh, Lord, he shouldn't, oh my goodness. Y'all don't know my husband is, ooh, wee. I had to say, I said, Dad, I call him honey then. Honey, sit down, please. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Don't you ever say nothing about my kids. How many I got? Shut your mouth. Oh, my goodness. Please sit down and it's going to be all right. Amen. Had 11. Lost a child. But God has taken care of me. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they be in church. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I had kids. I'm so glad I had kids, you know, and I'd be so proud. So we went to Bridget's, birthday party. It was really beautiful. It was really beautiful. It was more people than we thought was going to be there. It was a lot of people there. I was proud. I'm just going to tell y'all, I was really proud because they was honoring my daughter. They went to, because she had been somebody, they was honoring her, people that was there that she didn't even know was going to come. And all the kids was helping and doing things, and my grandkids. And I said, Lord, thank you. I said, thank you, Lord. You know, I just thank him. So if you do what he tell you to do, keep your mouth right. And that mouth is that's the worst thing in the world. Oh, Jesus, I've had to repent over that a lot of times. Lord, please let me shut my mouth. Ooh, wait. Lord, I shouldn't have said that. How many times y'all done that? What else do we do? Amen. So what else he do? The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Wherever you are, this is what the lady was saying. She had to do something, you know. So when we have to go before people, it just scares us. I mean, it just frightens us to have to go before judges and, you know, people that, you know, even if they call you in for something. But that he said right here, he said that the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Ooh, I love this Jesus. He made his ways known unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. And y'all know how that went. Moses knew God personally like we're going to know him. The children of Israel just saw him do this, you know, part of the Red Sea, but I think Moses understood the depths of what God was doing. He understood God being God. The Lord wants us to know our benefits because you're going to have to know to live in this life, especially now. You're going to have to know who you are, where you come from. You have to know it. You can't be sitting up here talking about, well, I think, you think what? You can't say, you say, yeah, I've been baptized and that's good to be baptized. Got to be baptized. But that is not going to get you to heaven. That's not going to get you any relationship. You got to know God. Praise. I'm a child of the Lord. I'm a child of the King. Well, y'all going to help y'all help me because I'm crazy anyway. Somebody left to say, he said, what are you? I said, I'm a Christian. If I can just be a Christian, I'll be so happy. Because they were called Christian. They weren't called Baptists. They weren't called Pentecostal. They weren't called nothing. They was called Christians in the 16th chapter of Acts. And that's what I want to be. And so people get, you know, they think I'm, but that's what I feel. What religion? I say, I'm a Christian. And I am. All my heart. You know, I'm trying to live. I'm living for God the best I understand and know. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. Got no wings. Got nothing like that, y'all. I'm sorry. But I love God. And a lady came. We were sitting down eating about two Sundays ago. And she came and she got beside me. She said, I ain't never seen this one before. I'm telling you, people just mess with me. She came and she said, I just love you. I said, I love the Lord. I said, I love the Lord. I don't know who she was into. And she just walked on back. She just walked, you know, little old lady. I have these kind of experiences. I have some weird experiences. What was that about? You know, you know, and you will too. It's something about you. You don't have to wear, I used to preach this. Don't put no sign on. You don't have to put nothing on no sign on your car. Honk for Jesus and say two things for poof. You ain't got to put no sign on you. And it's all right to carry your Bible, but you don't have to be praying around this and let people know you saved. Because it's not your Bible, it's you. People know you as a person. You can't hardly fool people now. You really can't. They know you. If you're a grouch, you're going to be grouchy when you're in the store. Some people be so grouchy, you can't, honestly. I'm so glad, you know, I'm so glad y'all smile because these Christians that we come from, whoo, I'd be ashamed, honestly. Sour lemons, like they just ate a sour before they stepped out the car. And I said, but I get them, and sometimes they play, they don't know you. They pass back, no, you got to know me, babe. If you know me, you going to know me. No, you better not get 2 foot down that aisle. I walk. I say, hey, sister so-and-so. Oh, how you doing? Praise the Lord, sister. How you doing? I mean it. Now, you're going to speak to me if you know me. You ain't going to pass by me, and I know you, and you don't speak. Where your mind at? Well, it's on something. Well, it shouldn't be on something. It should be, where you going? You're going to fall down with your mind someplace else. I'm going to see you. You know, you don't have to worry about me, brother, because if I see you in the store, you better not. Phew. Hey, Brother Ed. Hey, Sister Linda. You know, no, you're not going to get away with that. No, I don't let you. Honestly, I don't let people get away with that. I don't. I got some Christians up there now. They know not to do me like that, though. They see me in the store. Hey, Sister Davis. I say, hi, honey, how you doing? But they'll walk past you. Look at, and I'm telling you the truth, walk past you with their dresses down to the, for the flow. And don't speak. They will. And I don't be trying to look at people to see what people, you know, my mind is not on people. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody passed by you that you know that they're supposed to be a Christian and that they know you, done seen you in the church, heard you sing, heard you preach, and they can't speak. You going to speak to me? Or you going to be ashamed because I'm going to get you. I'm sure I'm going to walk right up to you and look right in your eyes. Hey, Brother Ed, how you doing? How's the church doing? How's Sister Florence? So I thought you better. I'm just warning you, so don't y'all try that. I've been lived a long time, and I've had some wonderful experiences, and I've had some some doozies. But I learned as I went along. Praise the Lord. So let's, Lord. Okay, but here it is. It is wonderful. He will not always try to be angry or get really, woo. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He's so good. He has not dealt with us now after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven, this blows my mind, is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Then this one. As far, woo, can you imagine that? As the east is from the west, so has he removed our transgressions. And now that doesn't mean you be out there sinning just so he can remove something. No. Anything you love somebody, you're going to do all you can to say, I love you. Because I love you is not just words, beloved. It's not just get up there, I love you, Lord. I said, Lord, you hear this every day, people, especially I love you. Well, will you do so? I said, well, I'll be back. I got this little thing I got to take care of. I'll be right back. Lord, you know my heart. You know I love you. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You'll do what I ask you to do. If you love me. I found it out. I found I just couldn't say I love you. And I don't want to just say, do you? I don't want to get to, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I say this all day, probably. And I say, I appreciate you, Lord. I really appreciate you. I do this all day. I appreciate you. Oh, God, you're so good. Hallelujah. But I mean it from my heart. And he always steps in. I say he always steps in. Amen. When I'm down, I can't get down. He don't let me never get down too far. You know where I'm, where you had to peel me up. I get down. I get like everybody. I'm getting less of that too, but tomorrow I'm getting better. Feeling better. I'm getting better. Amen. We need to get better. You know, and it comes to the end of the year. Woo, you used to see the thing we done wrote. Lord, I want to do this and that. I want you to do this. And then how many I said, I ain't writing no more what you call them, resolutions or whatever. I said, I ain't writing no more resolutions. If I did wrote something, I ain't writing no more. No. I'm just going to get up and practice doing what I'm asking God. Yeah. I'm going to practice. If I talk too much, I'm going to practice keeping my mouth shut. If whatever I do, Lord, that I know that's wrong with me, I'm going to practice on it. Yes, today. So that's my resolution. Praise the Lord. God loves us. Remember the benefits. God loves you. Those out there, listen, God loves you. You're not in anywhere that God can't bring you up. I don't care. You ain't seeing no sin except blasphemy. You ain't done that. So come on. Believe him. Praise the Lord. I don't care if mama don't love you, feel like brother don't love you. God loves you. God, sister, it blows my mind. I'm telling you, God loves me so much, I just cry sometimes. I say, God, you just love me so, so, you know, I don't know, you know. I know I ain't worthy for it, but I just appreciate it. Then sometimes be talking to Bridget, you know, she gets a lot of my flag. I say, Bridget, I did so. I said, I just shouldn't have said that, but you know, I deserve it. She said, it's going to be all right, mama. Praise the Lord. So God wants us to know what our benefits, what we got. And when you know what you got, then you know more of him. You know more about him. You know, people saying, well, it's a song we say, more about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his love and some grace. More of his, I can't remember the words. But it's more about Jesus. I want to know more about him. This is the year he going to bring us through. Listen, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? You pray and God, you are an individual. Now, this is what me. There are things, brother, I may not understand and don't know. I go and ask God. I'm not going to ask you because you're human and you love me and you may give me a human answer. But I know if I reach God, I'm going to have the right answer. Because he never led me astray, never put me in a place where I couldn't get out. And so all the things that's happening now, I go to God and ask him. And I don't care what you think. If he tell me something, you forget it. Once I get an answer from God, no human can undercut that. Mm-mm. When I know God has said something to me, you forget it. Because I'm sorry. You know, not that I don't love you and appreciate you, Jackie, appreciate you, whoever. But I want to learn his voice, you know, and if I don't learn it now, when am I supposed to learn it? Good. You know what I'm saying? When I'm supposed to learn it. God wants us to know our benefits. And he wants you to know that all the benefits he's written is true. You ain't got to go to no lawyer and try to find out, is it right? Now, he done said this and da, 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 da. Whatever God say is true. Praise, and he loves us. He loves us. I don't think we really know the dot of how much God loves us. We don't. Four is the east is from the west. Now, come on now. Come on. Four, you know. So far has he removed our transgressions. Whatever we done, you know. And sometimes we done some done. But he done took that out. It can't be, me and sister was talking about this, honest to goodness, if you truly forgive a person, you can't do like the Lord and put it in a sea of forgiveness, but you can forget it. It'll be so that when you think about it, it don't be like you know, making a soprano voice in your head. It'd be just like a whisper almost. You can't hardly hear it. But it's not that you don't have the ability to forget it. You know what somebody done to you. But you do have the ability of giving it to God and saying, Lord, help me to forgive. And put it under the blood and on the cross. And honestly, it's amazing. It's amazing how it leaves and it don't hurt anymore. You know, I've done some stupid stuff in my life, but I asked God to forgive me. And now I almost forgot it, really. You know what I'm saying? I don't bring up stuff that I did when I was 18. I'm sorry. I just don't do that. You know, I live for today. You know, and if I did anything, and listen, you know how this song says, if you see anything that shouldn't be, take it out. Come on now. What you mean you see anything? Lord, take out what you see. Come on, you going to see some. Shoot. If I see anything shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. No, he going to find, if you let him look at you, he going to find something. Because you ain't perfect yet, so he going to find. So what you find when you look, Lord, bring it to my mind and let me expel it out of my soul. I don't want nothing in here that displeases you. You know, so you help me. Help me today, Father. Help us today to live like you say live. Not like brother say live, brother say live. You help me to live what you give me to live and live it truly. With all my heart. All my soul. Hallelujah. And my mind. Because, you know, the devil plays in that. I'm going to preach on my mind sometimes. The devil plays in that. God gave me another message that it's going to be good for the new year. Because this is what he told me he was going to do for the church. Hallelujah. But you be here next Sunday and you turn your thing on, whether you ever y'all listen to. Praise the Lord. Turn it on. We on a lot of it. We on, what we on? See, I was supposed to talk to you, Derek. I know you. But whatever, who's ever listening? Listen, because God is doing things. God is moving by his spirit. God loves us. God loves you. And I have met people, so I know people are out there. I've had compliments from people call me. You know, say, Sister Davis, I heard the message. I don't know if they put it on there, but they say, I heard your message. I heard the message today, and I appreciate you. And God was talking to me. And he's talking to me, too. But he's talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Press all you can into your work that God has given you. I'm telling you, sister, I don't want to pick on you, but God really done a number on you. I mean, he has done a number on you. He didn't lie to you near time. You didn't have to go back and say, Lord, you said it. No, he done it. And so you go all you can, did all the can to serve the Lord. Now forget about people, what they say, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Every voice blot out. If you have to do something like, you know, take something, put up in your ear, say, Lord, I don't want to hear nobody but you. Everything coming out. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. God, this is our year. This is the time God going to use his people. It's got to be. It's got to be. My goodness, things ain't getting no better. And don't be thinking that, and don't worry about the next person to get in there because he ain't going to do no better than this one. He's going to, I told somebody, I said, man, ain't run yet. Who you going to vote for? I said, he ain't run yet. Because he's the only one going to straighten out this mess. You know, so don't wait for nobody to straighten it out. Don't think that, you know, listen, God is going to take us through. You know, Brother Ed, I thought about this. I say the church is in a mess now. Because if they had to close, they couldn't. It ain't paid for. They got to pay the pastor. They got a bus payment. They got this. But you, my friends at Revival Center, are the blessedest people in Westfield. Church paid for. Buses paid for. Praise the Lord. And we got a way to pay each other. Hallelujah. If you come to it, he done made us something. Send your tithes and such a thing. But you ain't got to take care of Pastor Davis. Because I'm well taken care of. But it's not me. It's God. God's seen all of this, children of God. God is a good God. Look back in your life right now and see what he done brought you for. And don't forget your benefits, because God is a good God. He's a good God. I don't care where you've been. I don't care if the month been bad. You look up. You look up. Because listen, if you trust in God, God got money. The cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to him. Yeah, but you don't know. I said the cattle upon 1,000. I don't care if your note is $1,200 a month. He got that too. And another trillion of 12s. He got everything that you need. If we just don't forget our benefits, just love him. Don't let stuff get you all twisted up where you can't sleep at night. If you're doing that, then you ain't trusting God. Now, if you can't go to sleep and you got to have some, what they call it? Melatonin and all this kind of stuff. Then you're not trusting God. What's keeping you woke? You're supposed to sleep. He said he gives his beloved sleep. Now, that's what he said. So I told him, I said, you know, I was worried. I was in there. Couldn't sleep. I said, wait a minute now. God, you told me you gave your beloved sleep. You helped me to sleep. You helped me, Lord. So now I can sleep. I don't sleep all night like y'all. Old folks don't sleep like that. I said, you get my age, 5 hours of sleep is as much as y'all going to do it at time, usually. Honestly. So about 5 or 6 hours, God wakes me up, and I get up. You know, but I'm refreshed. I'm not tired. And I was getting up one time. I was tired when I got up, tired when I went to bed. You know what I'm saying? Just tired, you know. But I'm realizing that we have to give our cares to God and believe what the words say. We got to believe it, beloved. We got to just simply take the rest of the year. Y'all still fasting a half a day or whatever you're doing in your day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Y'all still doing that? Take that time and say, Lord, teach me you. You. Teach me. Just, you know, stop worrying about these other folks. Teach me you. Don't worry about what nobody else in the church is doing. You don't like what's going on. Just get you straight. I get Celeste straight and everything else is straightened out. Ain't that right? Then you can get along with everybody and you ain't got to be thinking about it. Because when you get to thinking too much, you're going to be thinking too much and God going to be writing it on your record what you're thinking. Watch it now. Did you know he hears all you? We got a song, he hears all you say and he hears all you do. You know that one? It's an old song. My God's writing all the time. My God is writing all the time. My God is writing all the time. Oh, he sees all you say and he hears all you do, something like that. My God is writing all the time. See, oh, yeah. You remember that song? The old folks had a song for everything. I mean, they made up a song for everything. Thank you. And you know, Brother Ed, I was telling you about the song, There's a Light Shining Forth. A lady at Sister Lee's wrote that song. She wrote that song and she wrote other songs. And so I was talking to Rowena. She wrote that song. She sure did. So God will give you a song. He'll give you a song that the angels can't sing.
There you go.
Hallelujah. We stand. Don't forget your benefits. Work on them this year. I'm going back and getting my thing out again, right? See what I make sure. I want to be sure what I got. And I want to be sure I use it. My benefits. I'm sorry, y'all. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer? Praise the Lord. We'll believe God today. Praise the Lord. God is good. We ain't going to be, this is going to be gone. I can't always say what I'm. God is moving. And I'm going to move with him. I decided, I said, Lord, yes, Lord. I said, God, I just believe you. I just want to go on. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just want to go on. Help me. And that's no individual should stop you from going on. Not no human person. Nothing.
Not no devil.
Hallelujah. The devil used them too. You want prayer, sister? And I want to listen. I am just your daughter and Jesse. We going to believe God because he's able. He can do it. I don't care. You know, the devil just like a big gorilla. like you're running through the jungle. It making you think things are just, but it's nothing that God can, you know that. It's nothing that God can't do. Yeah, I don't care where they are. I say, I don't care where they are. I'm looking for something to happen in my family, and I don't care what's been going on. I told her, devil, you done made it now. You done got me sick now. You step on out. It's God's time now. And I believe it. You know what I'm saying? They come to God. You taught them what's right, and I believe right stands, it sticks in there. I believe it. What you need? Her burden. Yeah. Come to one. She gone. Come on, Brother Ed. You and Ed, pray for me. Yeah. Yeah, I remember what you said. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So she's confused and trying to step up in the family. She don't want to hear nothing. You know, they're trying to get her involved into this stuff. You know what I'm saying? A family thing. You know, trying to get her involved and, you know, get confused and all this junk going on. You know how your family get the stuff going on? Yeah. 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 Lord, we are believing you. We are really believing you. Bring peace to my sister's mind. I ain't saying, don't know if the thing gonna stop or not, but you bring her peace. That pass understanding. Woo, thank you. Help her to know how to handle it, Lord. Bring her that peace, God. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Take away that what's in her heart now, that disturbance. I curse this disturbance and I curse it in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Peace, Jesus. Peace to my sister's heart. Peace to her man in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This woman is a woman of great love. And she can't, no matter what she say, she can't divide it. She just loves. And that get a hurt just like Jesus got hurt. That'll hurt. But the Lord buried all that for us. You know what I'm saying? So he wants you to give it all to him. He knows how you feel. He had his family too, you know. That's right. I'm asking God to lift this burden off your heart and off your mind. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I'm looking for it to be so, sister. Thank you, Lord. It's because you saved that. Don't mean you have to do that. That's not. Mm-mm. No. Yes, Lord. It's going to be all right. Yes, Lord, because you heard. That's right. That's right.
Understand.
Yes, right.
That when the fish gets to the bank and his head starts to.